Every year on a Saturday morning towards the end of the summer, Berlin wakes up to the sight of neatly dressed children clutching long cones decorated with ribbons and pictures and stuffed to the brim with goodies. Flanked by their equally spruced up family members, they make their way to the school where, come the following Monday, they'll embark on their long years of learning. The Einschulung, as this annual Saturday event is known, is a rite of passage here in Germany, and a highly lucrative business. Obligatory item number one is the so-called Schulranzen, a square, box-like rucksack that costs more than any bag I would ever buy for myself.
This one.
Let's see how much they've got for that one. Oh, a mere $139.95.
Or maybe this one.
Oh, it's also $139.95.
Is it all $39 and stuff?
No, there's one here, $169.95.
Is that okay?
No, I have to say it's not. 170 euros for a school bag? And that's just the beginning, quite apart from the textbooks and the 100 plus euros it costs to fill that boxy bag with the requisite supplies and the pièce de résistance, the Schultüte. The what? The Schultüte. Or in plain old English, the aforementioned cone crammed full with toys and sweets to celebrate the big day. I went along to our local school where that big day goes something like this. The kids take their square bags, their cardboard cones, and their families into the hall where older children sing about the joys of the learning that awaits them. Once the applause has died down, the newbies go up onto a stage where they're photographed before being ushered into their classroom for a half hour of meeting the teacher. And then that's it, at least for the official part of the day. What comes next varies very much from family to family, and indeed from state to state. But many across the country mark the occasion with some kind of festive gathering. I spoke to one mother I know about her plans for her youngest son's day. She told me she'd booked a local cafe 9 months in advance, had invited her whole family, and was expecting a bill of 800 euros just for the food. Drinks on top. Sounds like a big deal.
Sehr wichtig. Sehr wichtig. Ist ja gleichgesetzt für mich eigentlich wie eine Taufe.
She says it's on a par with a christening, and because her kids are not christened, it's actually not a big, but a huge deal. That being the case, I wonder if it's actually more for the children or for the parents. So I asked my own children how they feel about their respective entries into school, which for the eldest was in the UK and therefore meant my unceremoniously dropping him off at the school gates with a pencil and leaving him to it.
Do you feel bad that you didn't get an Einschulung and we did?
Well, at the beginning, yeah, but then I snapped two of your pens that you got and then I didn't anymore. Did I feel bad that you went Einschulung and I didn't? No.
He did confess later that he'd have loved a cardboard cone full of stuff. Though I have to say, I don't think my fillings are all that memorable.
I can remember that I had tights in it and something else, but the rest I can't remember.
I asked my youngest if she was looking forward to her Einschulung in a year's time. She said she was, and she had a very specific reason why.
Get kites.
You get kites?
No, you don't.
You get tights.
Tights.
You don't get tights.
Tights.
If tights are the big draw, my son probably didn't miss out after all. But I'm actually inclined to think there's rather more to it than either legwear or a party to remember. This is about making children feel the place they'll spend the next few years is special, and that learning and school are important. And as I watch the teacher of an incoming class join hands and dance with her wide-eyed six-year-old charges, I listen to the lyrics that were firing them on. Today is such a lovely day, the singer bellowed cheesily through an old CD player. And I had to confess, it kind of was.